to the Unapologetically Me podcast with your host, Ian White, life fulfillment coach who helps people get out of their own way so they can live the life they were meant to.
Welcome, everybody, to the Unapologetically Me podcast. My name's Ian White, your life fulfillment coach and the president of Coaching Deconstructed. And this is episode number 8, I believe. And today I'm going to be talking about what I like to call the lens of life. And before I do that, I want to make sure that I direct you to my website, where you can get in contact with me. Send me questions. Like I've said before, sometimes this material comes really natural to me, yet it could be very confusing maybe to somebody listening to it for the first time. So you can do that at www.coachingdeconstructed.com. You can send me emails at info@coachian.com, and you can follow me on my social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, at Coach Ian White. All right, so I think I alluded to this in a couple of episodes ago that I'm going through the process of creating a roadmap. I haven't come up with a name yet, but essentially it's a series of 4 or 5 questions to help people understand where they're stuck in their life and why they're stuck there. So I can't wait, hopefully in the next couple of weeks or so, to release that. I'll put it on my website as a potential free download that you can kind of go through those questions and kind of self-assess where you're stuck and what you need to do in order to get yourself moving again. And in the process of creating this process, there's been one common theme that's come up for me that I thought would be really important for me to share on this podcast. And I call it the lens of life. So just to give you a little bit of context, just imagine holding a giant contact lens in front of you. It's kind of colorless. You can see a little bit of tint or distortion, almost like a glass bowl. Right, but when you put it up against your eye, you can't actually distinguish the difference between reality and that lens. Everything just comes into clearer focus. Now, this lens of life is built up over time by the lessons that we learn in our life, by the parental modeling that we have, by the society and the culture that we grew up in, and by the experiences we had as kids growing up that has formed our view of life. And our view of life is full of beliefs and thoughts and ways of being that are based on our formative years. But not all of those things that we learn growing up are accurate or supportive or right, but they have formed the basis of how we make decisions and how we see the world. And what I want to do by introducing this process in the next couple of weeks is to show you how to challenge that lens, how to break apart and take off different layers of that lens to help you see more clearly what is the truth versus what isn't the truth. Because oftentimes we look at situations or life or circumstance and we think it's an absolute thing, that something's not possible or something just has to be a certain way based on what we've learned. And it can keep us stuck and moving, keep us stuck and prevent us from moving where we want to go if we think that those things are the truth. A few years ago, during the process of me becoming a coach, I did a coaching workshop where I was training how to deliver this workshop. And One of the pieces of learning that we learned that weekend was the fact that 90% of what we say are assessments. This is based on a book by Matthew Budd, You Are What You Say. And when I heard this idea, this concept that 90% of what we say is assessments, meaning kind of beliefs that we have, but that may not be the truth, I was dumbfounded. I couldn't even speak that night, because everything that I would say that came out of my mouth would be an assessment. And it was really a frustrating evening, because I felt like I couldn't even talk anymore. Like everything that I was saying was based on judgments or perception or not the truth, or things that may not be the truth. Let me give you an example from my own life to give you some context around what I mean by the lens of life and how it can affect your decision making. So, and I mentioned this in the very first episode that I did. I grew up from a very young age struggling with learning language. And this belief about myself and learning was reinforced over time by how I was surrounded in the culture and the society that I was when I grew up. I had kids who would laugh at me when I would read aloud. I was often put in the slow reading group or the extra reading group to get more help. I would get report cards from teachers that would tell me that I didn't work hard enough or that I was lazy or I needed to apply myself more. And my parents reinforced this in me by convincing me that I was better off going into trade school or trade college in order to do something that was a better fit for me. And if my mom and dad are listening to this, this is not an indictment of your parenting. You were doing the best you could with what you knew through your lens of life. But this is what I heard. I heard that I wasn't smart enough. I heard that I wasn't good enough. I heard that I should settle for something lesser than I am or that I could be because I had trouble reading. So I'm going to call this lens, this particular lens, my not enough lens. I wasn't good enough. I wasn't smart enough. And I needed to settle for something less. And then I went into trade school, architecture, and blah, 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 blah. And it wasn't until I was 24 years old that I was in the midst of a government recruiting process, and I was going through an assessment of whether or not I could learn French as a second language, which was one of the requirements for being accepted into the government. And in that process, they excluded me from the competition, saying that based on the test scores that I produced, that I wasn't trainable in a second language. Now, this was pretty devastating for me at the time, but through some quirk in this system, I was invited to do a subsequent test by the Dyslexia Center of Canada, where they determined me to be dyslexic. And that day, when I found out the results of this test, that I was dyslexic, that lens of not being enough, not being smart enough, not being good enough, was pulled aside. I no longer had that stigma that I was too smart or not smart enough. It was a burden almost that was lifted off of me, an invisible burden on me that said that, you know, you are smart and you just need to be taught in a different way. You need to absorb information in a different way. Your brain processes things just in a different way when it comes to language. And that, in fact, the way that your brain is organized, it is actually an advantage in a lot of other skill sets. But our current society focuses on this one thing as being a measure of intelligence and not necessarily some of those other things. So this lens was pulled aside, and I would no longer had that stigma and that belief in myself that I wasn't smart enough. And that was liberating and freeing. But I had believed this for so long based on all of the evidence that I had up until that point in time, from my parents to the teachers to the other students, to my own acceptance that this is kind of my fate and that I have to go along with it. So when that lens was moved away, I was able to start living my life in a different way, start tackling new projects in a different way. I'm actually in the process of trying to write a book, something that I would have thought to be literally impossible before. All because of an invisible perception, invisible lens that I bought into, based on the beliefs of others that I accepted. So the way I want to make this relevant to you is because I want you to be able to recognize in yourself maybe one lens that you have bought into, that you have believed to be the truth, that is not true. And these lenses, you'll know if you've hit one or not, because you will have these reflex reactions that are like you believe are absolute, but once you sit back and ask yourself, is that really true? You might not be able to prove it. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions just to get you to answer, see what comes out naturally, what comes out instantly from you. Don't give it any thought, just answer these questions. And then when you've answered some of these, go back and ask yourself, do I know this to be true? What proof do I have that this is the truth? So if I asked you to start, are you smart? What would you say? Making money is, on a scale of 1 to 10, are you good looking? Hard work is. What are your greatest strengths? What are your biggest weaknesses? And if I put you in situations, what would you do? What would be your instant reaction if somebody gave you a compliment? Oh my God, your eyes are gorgeous. Or you perform so great in that workout. That's amazing. So proud of you. Maybe asking you in the moment to stand up and give a speech. What happens inside of you? Notice your gut reaction to any of these things or the immediate thought that comes to mind. And I want you to challenge those things that you either don't believe you're smart, that, I don't know, making money is hard, that hard work is necessary in life, that you're not attractive or are super attractive. When somebody gives you a compliment, do you deflect it? Do you kind of brush it off? Or do you absorb it? Do you nitpick your performance when somebody compliments you and says what a great job you did? These greatest strengths or weaknesses that you have, are they really strengths? Are they really weaknesses? Or if somebody asks you to stand up and speak in public, what happens to your gut? Does it just twist into knots? Do you start sweating profusely? These are all indications that you have a lens around that topic. And we have a ton of topics. We have beliefs around what makes us feel good, why we should feel good when something happens. We have beliefs around what we should be doing in the world and why it's important. We have beliefs around family and how we should interact and react to people. We have all these made-up rules in life that we have that we abide by, but should we? Is that who you really are? Or is it something that you've picked up along the way that no longer serves you? Like me discovering that I'm dyslexic. This, I now believe, serves me. It didn't before. It kept me stuck. It kept me small. It kept me from reaching out and doing new things. It kept me from doing things like this podcast. It kept me from going to university. I allowed it to affect me. But these invisible barriers that we put in front of ourselves do not have to be the case. You can overcome them. And the first thing you need to do is to challenge your beliefs on each of these things. So go back through that list of questions that I asked you, or situations, and identify what your reaction was, and ask yourself, what proof do I have that this is true? Where did I learn that? And then ask yourself, does it still serve me? This is the first step in any kind of change in your life, is to identify the things that don't work for you anymore and to make a new choice, to make a new decision on what you want to do. And one way to help you navigate this is to have a conversation with me, somebody who has identified some of his own lenses, someone who can help you identify some of your lenses, at least challenge some of those thoughts and beliefs that you believe to be true that are keeping you stuck from achieving what you really want to be, do, have, and experience in this world, to help you move through it, beyond it, and start being happier and more fulfilled on a regular basis. So if this is of interest to you, I would encourage you to schedule a discovery call with me. All you need to do is send me an email at info@coachian.com or click on the link on my homepage at coachingdeconstructed.com. So I hope this was informative for you. And if you have any questions about this, I would encourage you to send them my way, and I'd be happy to help give you some clarification on that. Just know that you're not the only person who's put a block in their own path. My job is to help you get out of your own way so that you can live the life that you are meant to. So until next time, everybody, have a great week, and we'll talk soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Unapologetically Me podcast with Ian White, Life Fulfillment Coach.